Hey, my friends, Kerry Green here. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. We are here to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word for this day. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. We've got the next 24 hours that we need to live in a way that honors Jesus. And we can do that best when we align our minds with His way of thinking as revealed in the Word of God. We're going to be doing that today by looking at Romans chapter 12, verse number 16. Now, I don't know if you have noticed, but equality and inclusion are big deals these days. You hear those words talked about a lot in the corporate environment, in organizational structures, in governmental policy, equity and inclusion. Those things are important. But did you know that equality, the idea of equality, is Christian to the core? It actually comes from the Christian ethic. We're going to be looking at that today in Romans chapter 12, verse 16. But before we dig into it, I want to recognize our episode sponsor. It is the Thundering Legion podcast. This podcast is for you if you are serving in the armed forces of any nation. You can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/thunderinglegion to find out more about the podcast. And if you would like to be a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset, helping us to underwrite the cost of these episodes, you can do so by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor, and you'll find out everything you need there. By the way, both of those URLs will be in the description for this episode. Okay, friends, before we dig into Romans 12, 16 to talk about the Christian virtue of equality, we need to ask our Lord to teach us. Dear God, we are asking you to give us insight into this issue. Help us to kind of filter out all the voices we hear in our society these days about these issues, and rather than that, hear your voice. We want to know how you describe this issue and give us insight into how we are to apply it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, friends, Romans 12, 16. We covered the first phrase in yesterday's episode where it says, live in harmony with one another. Now, here's the next phrase that we're addressing today. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Now, if you're a keen person, you just noticed I read a sentence that did not have the word equality in it. Yet, that's exactly what Paul is talking about. Now, let's pick it apart. He says, do not be haughty. Well, what happens when a person's haughty? What's going on? Well, they're proud. They're thinking they are better than someone else. So in other words, they're thinking there is an inequality here, that person is beneath me, below me, not to be associated with, and I am somehow better or more virtuous or more deserving. You see, and Paul is just standing toe-to-toe with a person who might have that attitude and saying, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you cannot have that attitude. It's anathema. It has nothing to do with Christianity. This goes for racial inequality. This goes for social inequality. Any reason you might think that you're better than someone else, you need to shelve it. That is what Paul is telling us. And then he does the flip side of it. He says, but associate with the lowly. So he's not denying that there are different statuses of people in the world that are based on things like economic status or wealth versus poverty, perhaps. He's not denying that there are different cultures, and he's not even saying there shouldn't be differences in those ways. But he's saying on the level of human value and human dignity, everybody is equal. So those of you who may think you're above someone else, you're not. You need to make sure you're loving them, you're associating with them. And if you're on the lowly side of things, maybe you don't have as much money, you haven't had as much opportunity, you've got to be careful you're not being resentful of the person who has more. You see, we all are to associate with everyone within the church of God. Equality is the standard. And friends, I want you to think this through. If we are living in an equal way, not meaning we all have the same things, not meaning that everybody has exactly the same opportunities or education, but that everybody in their heart of hearts is truly loving and engaging with the other believers in the church, then the world is going to take notice that we don't care about social distinctions. We don't care about financial distinctions. What we care about is that we all are one in Jesus Christ. And friends, that's going to have an impact on the world we live in. And it's going to enable us to be a part of spreading the glorious news of our King Jesus. Lord Jesus, teach us about this issue of equality the way you think about it. We don't want to believe anything that isn't true, but at the same time, we don't want to be guilty of any sort of prejudice or any sort of disassociation from believers in Jesus Christ. So Jesus, show us how to live this out. In your powerful name we pray. Well, friends, that is a wrap for this episode of The Morning Mindset. If you would like to know more about what it means to be a Christian and how to become a Christian, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to remind you to check out our episode sponsor. You'll find a link to their information in the description of this episode. Right there, you'll also find out how you can become a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset. You can do so anonymously, in memory of someone, or simply to let others know you support The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor.